Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette Company plays key role in historic NASA moon mission. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A major moment in space exploration happened on Wednesday, and it has a direct connection to Gillette. NASA launched its Artemis II mission from Kennedy Space Center, marking the first crewed trip beyond low Earth orbit since the Apollo era. Four astronauts will travel around the moon and back on a 10-day journey. Here in Campbell County, L&H Industrial played a critical role in making it happen. According to the L&H Industrial website, the Gillette-based company helped upgrade the massive Crawler Transporter 2, the machine that moves the rocket to the launch pad, by manufacturing more than 1,300 precision parts and rebuilding all 16 gearboxes to handle significantly more weight. L&H also produced reinforced cladding plates for the launch pad's flame deflector system, designed to withstand the intense force of liftoff, nearly 9 million pounds of thrust. From Wyoming to Florida, local leaders say it's a powerful example of how Wyoming industry is helping power not just the state, but history itself. Wyoming Education Department apologizes after student data released unredacted. Wyoming's top education official is apologizing after student information was mistakenly released without redactions in response to a public records request. According to Cowboy State Daily, State Superintendent Megan Degenfelder says the release of unredacted files by the Wyoming Department of Education violated internal policy and was the result of human error. Degenfelder says the mistake was quickly identified, corrected, and affected families were contacted. She also says staff involved have been disciplined and new safeguards are being put in place. The issue surfaced after a Sweetwater County parent group received what they described as a file dump of documents, some containing student information that should have been redacted. School officials say they did not distribute the records and are now seeking more information about how the release happened. It's still unclear whether the incident violated state public records law or federal privacy protections like FERPA. The situation comes as the Department of Education is already investigating concerns within Sweetwater County schools, adding further scrutiny to how student information is handled across the state. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.